This is your classic. It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it's Friday. It's the last Friday for my show for the year, which means it's my last chance to catch up with John Letts, my horse racing expert. How are you this morning, John?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jordan, and I bet you're looking forward to the next month or so off.
Oh, yeah, just a couple of weeks to actually sleep in, not have to get up before 5 o'clock. That'd be lovely.
You know, it often makes me wonder, you know, you see these different radio stations and different broadcasters and announcers having to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get into work, and they do it for 20 or 30 years. People say, oh, well, they're finished by 9. Yeah, but
yeah,
what
no.
do you do the rest of the day? And it's pretty hard the rest of the day to lay down and lie down and have a sleep, isn't it? Because it's the time of the day. Are you going to sleep your life away in the daytime?
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, like... we're getting very off topic here. The life behind the radio presenter. Yeah, so I get home at like 2:30 after work because I, you know, got to prepare the next day's show.
Yeah.
And then I can't sleep after that because otherwise I ruin my night's sleep having to get up early again. So, yeah, it's, you know, that's peeling back the curtain there behind how radio is made, I guess.
Yeah.
But we're not here just to talk about ourselves, are we?
No, we are not. We've always got something controversial to talk about. I'll just bring up Sojourner. Sojourner races go ahead on the 16th of January, Curtis, which is a month away, and they have received information they can have 1,000 people at the races, which is great news because, as you know, those local communities over on the coast and in outback towns, it's nice to just say, well, we're going to have a race meeting. We're allowed to have 1,000 people. I mean, a lot of the places are not going to get 1,000 people, but it's nice to know that you can have everybody that turns up at the gate can get in, isn't it?
For sure. And I did see that the Clare races have also been confirmed for January as well.
Yes, that's great news too, because that's a very, very popular meeting, Clare. And, well, a lot of us started our apprenticeship, but we started riding in the Clare areas when they did have them, you know, like the provincial meetings. Mm. And, of course, at Easter, Clare is as big as Oakbank now. And, it's you know, a lot of people just make it their weekend away. But they're talking about that, the Clare being go ahead. Well, I see there's a South African trainer going to come to South Australia up at Murray Bridge with a new complex up there, South African trainer, and he hopes to have a big team of horses up there. And I don't know the guy, but evidently he was one of the leading trainers over in South Africa. But we're getting a mixture of trainers here in South Australia, so hopefully that looks good for South Australian racing, eh?
Yeah, for sure. Now, what are your thoughts on New South Wales? Of course, they've just in the last couple of days had their little bit of an outbreak.
Well, you know my thoughts on it. I've always been the one to say, well, do what the health experts tell us and don't push their hand all the time, which the public seem to be doing. And I've got one. My brother went up there a day or so ago.
And, it's just good timing.
I told him. I said, don't be a clown.
You're trying to find the right word for radio?
Yeah, I would, if he was here, I'd tell him what I thought of him. But he's up there. I said, well, you're pretty lucky because you're most likely to spend a fortnight up there, locked down the fortnight when you come back, and you've got the chance of, contacting it. I mean, look, people just have to listen to the health experts and say, just because it's Christmas coming up, we can't take these risks because, okay, when Christmas is gone, what have we got? We've got the corona. Yeah, I mean, just listen. I mean, our listeners, most likely, in the areas that we go, the people where we talk to, they're the most likely the people that do listen, and they're not doing these sort of things. But people that are living in the city areas and the metropolitan areas and all of those big cities, they seem to be the people that say, oh, well, we're going to do it, and they want to do it. And, well, where are we catching it from? We're catching it from the cities. We're not catching it from the country areas, are we?
No, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So the country people are doing the right thing, but just try and get those others to listen. And I mean, we don't want to spend Christmas in lockdown.
That's the problem with New South Wales because the way it just looking at it at the moment, it's really bad timing for getting the virus. Takes 2 weeks to get over the virus, and you know, however long it takes to actually get on top of maintaining it, it might be a sad time for Christmas in New South Wales.
Well, you know what's going to happen if there's another outbreak, Jordan. There are going to be fatalities. There's going to be deaths. And I mean, no one wants that at any time of the year, but it's just something that's inevitable. If we do get this and it just gets out again, we're back to where we started, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
We really are. Now, something I did watch on the television the other night, and I think it was, and you know, I don't watch TV that much because from 4 o'clock till 6:30, it's all repeats. They play at 4 for 4:30, then you get to 5 for 5:30, and they're all repeats on the news. Every channel's got a repeat, and the last one finishes about 6:30. You've got the same news for about 2.5 hours. The RSPCA, and I spoke to RSPCA the other day, one of the girls from there, and we were talking about some of the cruelty, you know. And I watched the show the other night, and they had this cockfighting going on up in New South Wales. Now, they arrested about 30 or 40 people.
Good.
Now, yes. Now, my opinion is, look, either jail these people or fine them that much money that they cannot go to these places. And they should have said they just confiscated the money. And these, well, what can we call them? I wouldn't call them humans. And there's these cockfighting with these birds. They're bred to kill. And the gentleman that was on there is explaining, he said, these birds cannot be put back into the community or into, you know, like we kept fowls or chooks in the backyard because they're taught to get, they have to euthanize all them birds. They have these steel spikes taped to their legs and they are bred to go into a confined area in like a little spot where they fight. And they've got all these, well, they're not humans, as I said, these clowns betting on them. And they fight till they kill each other. Now, to me, that's not even a human being doing that. They're not human beings. They want to look at themselves. They want to have a good look at themselves.
For sure. And yeah. I guess while we are on the topic of animals, we got the horse races this weekend, don't we, John?
Yes, we do. And you know, this weekend, I'm hoping to make it a good Christmas for a lot of people this weekend too, Jordan. We had three or four got up at, you know, $4 or $5 last week. But this week I'm going in Adelaide. There's not a lot of, you know, the long price horses. Not a lot of long price horses in Adelaide that I do tip. But at Gawler on Saturday. But don't forget, there's also races today, Jordan, at Morpheville. So don't get them mixed up with today's betting. So if you've got enough money to bet in both, but Gawler tomorrow. Look, in race one, I like number 9, a horse called Daily Spirit. It's only about a $2 chance. Race two, I like number 3, a horse called Bajan. He's $4. Race three, number 4, Tully's Gold. It's $4. Race four, number 2, a horse called Munster. He started favourite last time and got beat. He's not favourite tomorrow. He's about $3. Race five is my first good odds tomorrow, actually. Good each way odds. Race five, number 6, a horse called Exalted Gold. I like it at Gawler tomorrow. Race six, I like number 2, Illusions, about $3.50. Race 7, number 7, Magic D is $7. Race 8, number 5, Freehand is $8. And race 9, number 2, Turbian is $4. And we'll shoot over to Flemington. I've got some good price, long priced horses there. You know, the people can just have their dollar each way on. Race 1, number 3, Bartholomew Diaz is $3. Race 2, number 1, Pioneer Rivers, $14. Race 3, number 3, Sensationalism is $3. Race 4, number 2, Black Sail is $10. Race 5, number 5, Cerberate is $18. Race 6, number 2, is Re-Edit at $4.50. Race 7, number 4, Ruben Blur is $12. Race 8, number 5, Vacillator is $13. And race 9, I like number 4, a horse called Overkill, about $4. So there's some good prices amongst them. I'll go through them quickly. And just before I do that, friend of ours from all the two of the guys up at Port Augusta owned a horse that won last Saturday at Flemington at about a $20 chance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they didn't ring me with a tip or anything, but I don't think they were lucky enough to be on it. But the unfortunate part about it, Jordan, was the horse pulled up lame and it's going to be off the scene for a while. So it's bad luck for the boys. They had a winner last week, but at least they got a win out of it. So that's the main thing. The horse went out on a winning note. Hope it does come back after its injury. Okay, we'll go Gawler. Race 1, number 9. Race 2, number 3. Race 3, number 4. Race 4, number 2. Race 5, number 6. Race 6, number 2. Race 7, number 7. Race 8, number 5. Race 9, number 2. Okay, Flemington. Race 1, number 3. Race 2, number 1. Race 3, number 3. Race 4, number 2. Race 5, number 5. Race 6, number 2. Race 7, number 4. Race 8, number 5. And race 9, number 4. Now, you have a great Christmas, Jordan. You and the listeners have a healthy and safe one. That's the main thing.
You too,
and,
John?
Yes, and I'll tell you how not to lose weight over Christmas. How to lose weight over Christmas.
How's that?
Buy an elastic belt. Because when I've got an elastic belt. And so, but if you, the ordinary belt, you'll notice how you put the weight on. But it's something we don't like to do. But, I mean, we're on the same boat. We all put on weight over Christmas.
Yeah, and it's hard not to.
Yeah, enjoy the festive season. And just have a healthy and safe one. And we'll be talking to you again next year.
We'll do. See you in the new year, John. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jordan. Enjoy the festive season.
That was John Letts, my horse racing expert on your Classic It's Breakfast.